there, this is Rain for Res Life. Sometimes, when you face doubt, it may be because you're asking hard questions. And that's good. Socrates wrote that the unexamined life is not worth living. And I would say the unexamined faith is not worth believing. Now, we all start somewhere. Oftentimes, we start with the faith that our parents have raised us to believe. And that's good. But if you're listening to this now, it probably means you're facing some tough questions. And that is good, too. It means your faith is becoming your own. It means that you aren't just believing something because your parents chose to, but because you have struggled with it and decided to make a faith of your own. That's a journey, though, and it does not happen overnight. Asking good questions is a super important part of that journey. I think that is one of the coolest things about Jesus. He does not shrink back from our questions. Instead, he asks us another or better question, or he shows us his truth. We see this all throughout Scripture. When Jesus walked on earth with us, people everywhere would ask him questions. Sometimes he would give them a very straightforward answer. But other times, he saw right through that person and knew what question they were really trying to ask, and he would answer that one instead. Then other times, he would just show up and answer their questions with his presence. John 20, verses 24 through 27 is a great example of Jesus dealing with our doubt. Quote, "One of the 12 disciples, Thomas called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So when the other disciples told him, 'We've seen the Lord,' Thomas said to them, 'Unless I see the scars of the nails of his hand and put my finger on those scars and my hand in his side, I will not believe.' A week later, the disciples were together again indoors, and Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but Jesus came in and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' Then he said to Thomas, 'Put your finger here and look at my hands. Then reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop your doubting and believe.'" End quote. I think of doubting Thomas. He could not believe that Jesus had actually been raised from the dead. So Jesus showed up and invited him to touch the holes in his hands where the nails had pierced him and to touch his side where the sword went through him. Jesus let him touch his hands and see for himself. So whatever your question is, don't be afraid. Jesus knows your doubt is part of growth, and he welcomes it with patience, love, and understanding. Just reach out and touch him.